Music. Welcome to episode 90 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdulhakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we're diving deep into the world of handling unstructured data in Snowflake. Unstructured data, by definition, is any information that doesn't fit neatly into traditional row-column databases. It includes data from social media, emails, documents, images, videos, and more. The challenge has always been how to store, process, and analyze this type of data efficiently. Snowflake offers a suite of features to handle unstructured data elegantly, and today we're going to explore all those features. First, let's talk about how Snowflake manages unstructured data. Snowflake supports the storage of unstructured data through its variant, object, and array data types, which are used in semi-structured data files like JSON, Aviaro, Parquet, and XML. This allows for the easy ingestion of unstructured data into Snowflake without needing to transform it into a structured format. For the ingestion of large files, Snowflake recommends using the Snowpipe feature. Snowpipe automatically loads data in near real time as files are added to a cloud storage staging area. This enables continuous data processing and immediate availability of data for analysis without manual intervention. Once the data is in Snowflake, you might wonder, how do we query this unstructured data? Snowflake's powerful SQL engine allows for querying unstructured data seamlessly. You can query the data directly using SQL functions designed for semi-structured data, such as Flatten, which helps in breaking down nested structures into a more tabular format for analysis. Another important aspect we need to discuss is scalability and performance. With Snowflake, scalability is a non-issue thanks to its unique architecture, which separates compute from storage. This means that you can scale up or down the compute resources based on your workload's intensity without impacting storage. Moreover, Snowflake's caching mechanisms ensure that frequently accessed data is served quickly, significantly improving performance when dealing with large volumes of unstructured data. Security is another vital component in managing unstructured data. Snowflake provides robust security features including end-to-end encryption, role-based access control, and data masking. These features ensure that your unstructured data is protected from unauthorized access while enabling secure sharing within and outside your organization. To effectively use Snowflake for unstructured data, it's crucial to have a solid understanding of these concepts. Data ingestion tools like Snowpipe, querying capability, scalability, and security measures. Furthermore, keeping up with Snowflake's evolving features and best practices is key to maximizing the value from unstructured data. In conclusion, handling unstructured data in Snowflake is both a powerful and efficient process if you understand the tools and features at your disposal. For those preparing for the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification, mastering these aspects of unstructured data handling will not only aid in passing your exam, but also enhance your ability to manage data projects in your future career. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. I hope this deep dive into handling unstructured data in Snowflake has equipped you with the knowledge needed to excel in your certification and projects. Stay tuned for our next episode, and remember, with BrightFlux, you're always a step ahead in your data journey. Outro music.